This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Wild are home tonight, entertaining Chicago. Minnesota coming off of Saturday's overtime loss to the defending champion Panthers. Minnesota's stalwart forward Matt Boldy says his line was Joel Eriksson Ek and Marcus Johansson is comfortable.
When we work hard and take pride in our role and being defensive and starting from there, I think everything kind of grows from that. So, you know, you have Ekki, who's so strong, he's at the net so much. JoJo, who's so dynamic and can skate and make plays all over the ice. It's a pretty special line to be a part of, and they make life really easy.
The puck will drop tonight at 7 at Grand Casino Arena. The Timberwolves did not have Anthony Edwards in last night's 108-83 win over Golden State, which snapped a five-game losing streak. That freed up minutes for Bones Highland, and he scored 17 points off the bench. Dante DiVincenzo says Bones was the man.
I think it was huge. It wasn't just his scoring. I think just pushing the pace, passing the ball, getting guys easy looks, getting Rudy dunks at the rim. I think that's what we need on a nightly basis. The scoring's going to come and go. We're going to have other guys have big nights, but you know, for him to do that consistently, that's what we need, and you know, he's capable of it.
Head coach Chris Finch joked that Bones should do that more.
He's allowed to play like this when Ant doesn't play. You know, it's like the rule says he can't, and I think some of the problem is that, you know, he spends a lot of time deferring with certain lineups out there, and you know, he's an aggressive player by nature, and I think that it helps him.
The Wolves will visit Dallas tomorrow. Good news for the Twins. They avoided salary arbitration with All-Star Joe Ryan. It's a one-year $6.2 million deal. Spring training is just more than 2 weeks away in Fort Myers. Former Twins pitcher Ryan Pressly will be an instructor, as will former outfielder Michael A. Taylor. New manager Derek Shelton is familiar with Taylor.
You know, Michael A. was here and had a great year. He played for me in Pittsburgh. He played for Grady Sizemore in Chicago. I don't think there's any finer human being in the game, the way he thinks about the game, as thoughtful as he is. He will challenge you to think, which I think is really great, and I think it's going to be good for our young outfielders in the minor leagues.
This is MNN Sports.